They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named David Cook, DAVIDCOOK, date of birth 11/24/1951, date of appointment 22nd, 2024, requesting physician Joseph Di Maria, JOSEPIDIMARIA, MD. Dear Dr. Di Maria, I have the pleasure of seeing David Cook today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is a 72-year-old right-handed African-American man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 06/02/2024. On the night before the admission, he was feeling dizzy and about to pass out. The day before, he was in the Walmart and shopping. He came home and went to the bed. Then at about 8:30 p.m. he woke up and went to the bathroom and ended up falling down. He got up and went to the bed again. At 12 midnight he woke up and then he started walking. He fell down again. Right leg was weak at that time. He went to the bed again. And 7 a.m. he woke up and he started walking and then fell down again. At this time he could not get up. He called 911 and he was brought to the emergency room where CT of the head did not show any stroke, but later on MRI of the brain done, which shows acute infarction in the left white matter. Acute infarction in the left periventricular white matter extending to the posterior internal capsule. CT angiogram of the head and neck shows high grade stenosis on the right side and 50 to 70% stenosis in the right intracranial arteries. From the St. Mary's Hospital, patient went to the Fulton Center for Rehabilitation and today he is here for follow-up in my office. He cannot stand. His right knee keeps swelling up and giving up. He is getting pain in the right knee. He still has right facial droop. He cannot move right upper extremity. He can move right leg. Having spasm in the right leg, taking aspirin 81 milligram daily, Plavix 75 milligram daily, and atorvastatin 80 milligram daily. Past medical history, CHF, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Stroke. Past surgical history, total knee replacement, history of heart, history of coronary artery stenting. Allergy, no known drug allergy. His medication are glimepiride, Steglipton, एस्प्रिन 81 मिलीग्राम, प्लेबिक 75 मिलीग्राम, एम्लोडिपीन, लिसिनोप्रिल, मेटोप्रोलॉल, टाइजेनेडीन, एटोरवास्टेटिन 80 मिलीग्राम, डाकोसेट सोडियम, टाइलेनॉल. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Family history, non-contributory, review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having right-sided weakness. Physical examination, blood pressure 180 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular and retinal rhythm, abdomen, sour bowel sound, present exophthalmal, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial. There is a right facial droop present. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. Motor system examination is strength. Left side is 5/5. Right upper extremity 0/5. Right lower extremity 3/5. Deep tendon reflex 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pin prick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Assessment and plan. 71-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. Right-handed African-American man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, stroke in the left periventricular white matter extending to the posterior internal capsule. Number two, right hemiplegia. Number three, carotid stenosis. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, Plavix 75 milligram PO daily, and atorvastatin 80 milligram daily. Please continue the physical therapy and occupational therapy. You need consultation with the vascular surgery for bilateral carotid stenosis. The importance of good control of diabetes and good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months.